We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Spurs Up Show, the best Gamecocks podcast on the internet. Today is Wednesday, November the 13th, 2019. On today's show, I break down Will Muschamp's Tuesday presser, including the Muschamp to Spurrier comparison in their first couple years as Gamecocks head coach. Also, talking some gambling, best bet for South Carolina, Texas A&M, and SEC gambling picks week 12. Before we get into everything, this is a podcast presented to you by our friends over at Ag South Farm Credit. Guys, Ag South Farm Credit, most lenders don't understand land financing. Ag South Farm Credit, however, they specialize in land financing and have been doing so for over 100 years. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland, farm and pasture land, even home mortgages and construction. They've got a ton of great benefits, including long-term fixed rate financing for up to 20 years, down payments as low as 15%. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year as what they call patronage. So they're a cooperative, so they share their profits with their member borrowers. So, for example, guys, on a $300,000 loan at 6.5% for 20 years, you would actually get $2,770 back each year. They have experienced lending staff that knows land and knows how to finance it. Guys, Ag South Farm Credit takes care of their customers. I know me personally, I'm at the point in life where I'm looking into getting land, getting timberland, farmland, hunting land, getting a mortgage, things of that nature, and taking that next step in life. And when you're going to take that next step in life, when you're going to take a big leap like that, you want to go with somebody you can trust, who somebody's going to be there for you, going to be in your corner. Ag South Farm Credit is that. I had somebody ask me, they found 20 acres they want to buy. How much would I need to put as a down payment? Obviously, that's a big question, because when you're making that decision and, you know, you're factoring your finances, how things work, you need to know what the down payment is, right? So, for example, if you find 20 acres, let's say, that you want to buy, the down payment, typically Ag South Farm Credit requires a minimum of 15% down, but that'll ultimately be determined by term and other factors like your credit, obviously. So normally the longer the term, the bigger the risk, which means they like a little more skin in the game on your end, which completely makes sense. For more information on down payments or anything else, really, call 844-AG-SOUTH. Tell them Chris from the Spurs Up Show sent you, or visit agsouthfc.com/TSUS. Again, that's agsouthfc.com/TSUS. Ag South's an equal housing lender, NMLS 619788. So again, guys, their website, agsouthfc.com/TSUS, or give them a call, 844-AG-SOUTH, and tell them Chris from the Spurs Up Show sent you. All right, let's get into it. All right, I'm Chris Phillips, your host of the Spurs Up Show, as always. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Got a packed show, got a lot to get to. Will Muschamp Tuesday presser, best bet, SEC gambling picks. Got a ton to talk about. Before we get into everything, a couple housekeeping items. First off, guys, appreciate everyone that's left reviews in the past. If you're listening to the show right now, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever you're on, click the pause button. Go leave a 5-star review. Go leave your feedback, your thoughts. It takes 5 seconds, and I really, really do appreciate it. It helps boost up the podcast and just makes the podcast look good. So if you have any thoughts, feedback, it's also a channel for you guys to express how you feel about things. What do you like? What do you don't like? What do you want to hear? What do you want to see? So go leave a review. Please do that. I really do appreciate everyone that's done that. Also, one more update. For everyone who is on Instagram, The stickers have been sent out today for Twitter and Facebook. All my Instagram users out there, which I know there's a ton of you, I am ordering more stickers. You'll be getting those in a couple of weeks. I do apologize for the inconvenience. It's a good and a bad thing because obviously there were a ton of people that reached out that wanted stickers, people that are subscribed to the show that want to rep, that want to represent the brand. So I really do appreciate that. That's awesome. But for everybody on Instagram, just be patient. You're still going to get the sticker. Just want to let you guys know it's just going to take another week or two. So I do apologize about that. But just kind of the reality where we are. I should have ordered more stickers in the first place. So my bad. But just want to let you guys know. All right. Going to dive into this Will Muschamp Tuesday presser and also a very interesting topic of conversation that's been going on social media. Before I do that, I want to tell you guys about my friends over at MyBookie. Guys, during Thanksgiving week, MyBookie is offering a risk-free bet on the Bears-Lions game. We all know during Thanksgiving what tradition is. You eat your ham, your turkey, you're with family, which is most important. But normally, you sit around, you watch football, right? We watch college football, we watch NFL, and there's always the Thanksgiving Day game. They're offering a risk-free bet on the Bears-Lions game this year during Thanksgiving week. Simply, guys, choose a team against the spread for up to $250. If you win, that's great. Congrats. You've got some extra holiday spending money. If you lose, guess what? Congrats to you as well. MyBookie is going to give you all of your money back. Guys, this is a no-brainer because you literally can't lose. It's no risk, all gravy. It doesn't matter whether you're an experienced player, whether you're a first-time customer with MyBookie. MyBookie welcomes all to come play. So quit waiting around and sign up today. Guys, for those of you that are listening, there may be some of you that have gambled a little bit here and there, or maybe not at all, or maybe you've gone just through a bookie and not through a website. But do you ever find yourself wanting to sports bet? Maybe you've been doing it for a while, whether it be college football, NFL, whatever it may be, but you just got a lot of questions. You're kind of worried about it. You don't really want to mess with it. Guys, don't sweat it. MyBookie's patient customer service team can walk you through the process. And the best part is, if you join this Thanksgiving week, you'll still have one last shot to take advantage of their incredible sign-up offer. Just log on to mybookie.ag. Again, that's mybookie.ag. Make your first deposit with the promo code Gamecocks, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar to jumpstart your bankroll, and that's on top of the risk-free bet. Guys, so think about it. You get a $250 free play is what that's called, a $250 free play against the spread, and they're going to match your deposit. If you put $250 in, for example, they're going to give you another $250 to play with. It's such a good deal. I don't even understand how MyBookie's making money off this. Let me repeat. A guaranteed deposit match and a risk-free bet for Thanksgiving only. So if you're a true football fan, you do not want to let this opportunity pass you by. You simply cannot lose here. It's a win-win situation for all of us here. So make sure you do your part to support your team this season. Hop on the gravy train and get in the action with MyBookie. And remember, guys, with MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. All right. Let's talk about this Will Muschamp presser, Tuesday Will Muschamp presser, and some things that came up that I want to talk about, a very interesting topic of discussion, whether you want to call it a debate, a comparison, a discussion, whatever it is, something I've seen a lot on social media that I wanted to give my thoughts, my opinions, and just kind of voice to you guys how I feel on it. The Will Muschamp to Steve Spurrier comparison over his first 3 or 4 years of his tenure. And really what made me want to talk about this and bring it up are some comments that Will Muschamp had in his presser. Obviously, year four, things not going the way we want. You lose to App State. You're 4-6, staring 4-8 dead in the face. So Will Muschamp was asked some tough questions. He no doubt was asked some tough questions about his time at South Carolina, how the administration feels, you know, what he wants to say to the fans. And he had two separate quotes that I thought were really interesting. The first one, quote, over a 3-year period of time, this staff has won more games than anybody in school history, so we have actually done a couple of good things around here. The other quote, and this was when he was asked about what would he say to fans and say to people to, you know, get the get good graces back, really, if you will. Quote, we've had more in our first 3 years, more success than anybody else has. Continue to support these players. Continue to support what they do. We look forward to a long tenure here at South Carolina. Now, again, that kind of sparked what I was going to talk about or what I'm going to talk about on the show today in a very interesting discussion that I really want to weigh in. The people who are comparing Will Muschamp to Steve Spurrier and Steve Spurrier's first couple of years. As you guys all know, Will Muschamp broke the record for most wins in the first 3 years of any South Carolina coach in school history. He finished the first 3 years with 22 wins. Steve Spurrier finished with 21 wins. And those are stats, and those are real stats, and that is something real that happened. Guys, if you guys didn't know, before the season, I wasn't on the fire Will Muschamp train. I was optimistic for this season. You know, the UNC game and really the rest, really that just sort of sparked it in me. I'll be completely honest with you. I tell people, I didn't go into the UNC game saying, hey, if we lose this game, I'm fire Muschamp now. It's just something that sort of happened. But that is a fact and something that I was citing as well, is that, yes, Will Muschamp has the most wins in his first 3 years at South Carolina. But comparing those two guys and using those statistics is why Will Muschamp should get another year and maybe another year and maybe another year, and even why Gamecock fans should be optimistic that there can be progress under Muschamp, is a completely flawed logic, in my opinion. I'm going to tell you why. We can talk about some of the major differences we hear between the Spurrier era and the Muschamp era, those first couple seasons. Because, again, the stats stick out to what they are. Will Muschamp, 22 wins over the first 3 years. Steve Spurrier, only 21. But let's dive a little bit deeper into the stats. There's two sides to every coin, right? Wins over ranked opponents, those first three seasons. Steve Spurrier, 5. Will Muschamp, 1. Weeks ranked in the top 25 those first 3 years. Spurrier, 9. Will Muschamp, 2. Also, listen, I'm going to acknowledge that Will Muschamp has taken over a much different program than what Steve Spurrier inherited when he got here in 2005. Steve Spurrier himself raised the expectations here. But again, to make the comparison between Spurrier and Muschamp, to me, it makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. You're talking about a guy in Steve Spurrier when he got to South Carolina, was already a Hall of Fame head coach, had won SEC titles at Florida, had won a national title, had coached a Heisman winner. And remember, Florida, when he got there, wasn't a program that had a ton of success. He turned that program around. So even those first couple years under Spurrier, there was always that hope that, you know, this isn't exactly where we want to be, but this guy's done it before. It's a proven winner. Will Muschamp, on the other hand, and take his coordinating experience out of it. Take his experience as a defensive coordinator or whatever out of it. As a head coach, he's had one previous stop, and that stop was a failure. Was a failure at Florida. And it's kind of funny how everything's coming back to us now. It's like Florida fans, everything Florida fans tried to warn South Carolina fans about in the beginning is happening. Like we didn't listen. We didn't want to listen. I mean, so I'm sure a lot of you listening, I mean, don't want to admit that Florida's a better program than South Carolina, but let's think about it. I mean, Florida's got more resources. They got tradition. You got a talent-rich state. They got facilities. If you can't win there, how are you going to win at South Carolina? And, I mean, people want to make the comparisons. Well, yeah, I understand, you know, Will Muschamp's facing a different Clemson and Georgia team. But did Spurrier have the resources that even Muschamp has those first couple years? The facilities weren't even close. That ops building, that indoor facility, that's a game changer. That's a game changer. The biggest thing for me, though, that stands out between Spurrier and Muschamp is, again, Steve Spurrier, Hall of Fame coach, proven winner, had done it before. Will Muschamp's done nothing of the sort. And that's what this really draws me to, is that even in those first couple of years with Steve Spurrier, when things weren't going the way we wanted, 6-7 win years, whatever they were, had an 8-win year actually in the second season, but whatever, the point stands, 6-7 win years, things not going the way you wanted. With Spurrier, we always had hope. We always had hope that, you know what, this guy can get us there because he's done it before. This guy's done it before. I have hope he can get us there. Because, I mean, trust me, there were times with Spurrier where I was never on the fire Spurrier train. I don't know if that train really ever existed. But I remember being in the stadium in 2008 against Clemson in a misty day, cold, raining, that, you know, Chris Smelly gets a start. We get killed by Clemson. And, you know, fans are starting to scratch their heads just wondering, like, man, when's this thing going to get going? For sure. But with Spurrier, you always had hope that it would. Because he had done it before. What has Will Muschamp ever done? Like, Where is the hope supposed to come from here? Because, listen, I don't think Gamecock fans are asking for that much. I've said it on yesterday's show, Monday's show. I've said it many times. South Carolina fans just wanted to see progress, continuous progress, continuous building of the program. There is no justification in losing to App State at home on senior night. There really isn't. We always had hope with Steve Spurrier. I know I always did. With Will Muschamp now, I have none. I have no hope in regards to thinking that he can turn it around and make this South Carolina program into something that he's never turned any program into. I don't have hope that he can be a guy he's never been. Why does Will Muschamp deserve the same benefit of the doubt that Steve Spurrier got? How does that make any sense? Guys, it's not just in coaching football, and it's not just in sports. I mean, it's in daily life. It's in business. If you're in a sales organization or any type of business organization, let's just take a sales organization, for example. Your top performers, if they have a bad month or two, they get the benefit of the doubt more so. They're going to turn it around. Versus somebody who has floundered in mediocrity, has never hit goal, or maybe hits it every now and then, they're not going to get the same benefit of the doubt. They're not. That's just how it goes. So you can't discredit, and when people, again, the entire Spurrier-Muschamp comparison is just it's flawed logic. It really is. It makes no sense to me at all. You have one guy who's a Hall of Fame head coach, who's won a national title, who's won SEC titles, and you have another guy who's won nothing. Who's won nothing. An Outback Bowl. An Outback Bowl. Great. The biggest difference, one of the biggest differences, I touched on maybe a little bit earlier, but in the Spurrier era, those first couple of years, here's the difference. One, he had the benefit of the doubt. Hall of Fame coach. Had done it before. But the other thing that Steve Spurrier had going for him, his teams never fell below the Mendoza line. And what I mean by that is South Carolina was always close. They were close. And you could see games where Steve Spurrier outcoached the opponent or the Gamecocks played up to their opponent or played a team tough or, hell, got a big ranked win. Again, I talked about 2007, for example, Georgia. And again, some of you want to say, well, what happened in that 2007 season? They fell apart. I mean, is this South Carolina team under what Muschamp ever even sniffed the top 10 ranking? So, I mean, it's not a very good argument. But Steve Spurrier's teams were always able to stay above the Mendoza line and show progress and give fans hope that just knocking on the door, just need a couple more players or just need this or just need that. I mean, we're in year four of Will Muschamp. We're talking about going 4-8. That's falling below the Mendoza line. So the whole point of this is I don't want to hear the Spurrier Muschamp comparison anymore. I don't want to see it. I can't literally – if you want to – hey, we can agree to disagree. I'm not going to dislike you as a person. It's banter. We're talking sports. It is what it is. But I can't see it. And I don't think that should be used in an excuse to give Will Muschamp another year or two or three. This guy's already proven at one other stop he couldn't get it done versus a guy like Steve Spurrier who had proven he could win a national championship. So, I mean, there's really no arguing that there. So, again, just my take on the whole – I think it's been a very interesting topic of conversation. And it's an interesting point to argue because, again, you look at the statistics plane and say, well – and, you know, and again, Will Muschamp's comments today really are the reason I want to talk about it and bring it up about him saying, well, you know, we've done a lot. We have the most wins of any staff in the first 3 years. I mean, can you also count in that Steve Spurrier only played 11 games in 2005? 2007, they went 6-6 but didn't get a bowl berth. I mean, it's a weak argument. It's just a weak argument to try to say that this program is on the same trajectory under Will Muschamp as it was under Steve Spurrier, or try to act like this season's okay because, well, it took Spurrier a while to get it going. There's no comparison there. Like, there's no comparison. None. Will Muschamp's best teams are with Spurrier's worst players. And that's another thing that gets really annoying, not to get onto a separate subject, about people in 2019 still blaming Steve Spurrier for where the program is. It is year four of Will Muschamp. This is his team. That Spurrier excuse maybe flew through 2017. That ship has sailed. Could probably go on a whole nother podcast debating that. But you know, overall, again, I don't understand the comparison. I don't think there is any comparison. So that's my two cents on it. So if you guys, I would love to hear you guys' feedback. If you disagree, if you agree, you disagree, I'd love to hear the feedback. Obviously, again, I love the banter, but I'd love to hear you guys' feedback on it. So, all right, let's talk some gambling. Best bet for South Carolina Texas A&M, SEC gambling picks week 12. Let's jump right into best bet. South Carolina, a double-digit underdog, plus 10 in College Station, over-under set at 50. I have gotten it what feels like every single pick wrong for South Carolina at this point. Feels like I've gotten every pick wrong. Last, like, 4 weeks. I'm staying away from the over-under. I'm staying away from the total. I'm taking the Aggies minus 10. I'm taking the Aggies minus 10 because it feels like this team has quit. I don't care if this team hears me. I hope they do. I hope it pisses them off. I hope they do hear me and it pisses them off. But you can't justify what happened last weekend on senior night against Appalachian State without saying this team was disinterested, didn't really want to be out there, it looked like they quit. So why would I expect this team to go into College Station and play a very quality A&M team? Again, not great. Not a great Aggies team by any means, but a very quality opponent into College Station, Kyle Field, and keep this thing close. I think the only chance South Carolina has to keep it close, because I think, you know, if you really just want to talk on the field, you know, outside of Brian Edwards, you have no playmakers on offense. I think Ryan Alinsky's doing everything he can, what he's got. And I would love to say, you know, I think South Carolina's going to get the running game going and rush for over 100 and keep it close that way. But you rush for 21 yards against App State. Why should anyone expect this team to rush for 100-plus against Texas A&M? So I got the Aggies covering the minus 10. I hope I'm wrong. I hope this team shows up and proves me wrong. But for right now, I've got Texas A&M covering the 10 points. All right, let's get into SEC gambling picks. I was 3-4 last week, 39-39-3 overall. Crazy. Talk about the Mendoza line. We're right on it. Need a big week this week. I think we're going to have it. This is the week we go undefeated, damn it. Mississippi State, Alabama. Bama, 21-point favorite. Over-under set at 63.5. Give me Alabama to cover the 21. I think they're pissed off after last week. I feel bad for Mississippi State. I don't even think this game is close. Bama minus 21. Missouri, Florida. Florida, 6.5-point favorite. Over-under set at 50.5. Give me the Gators to cover the 6.5. You know, I know the game's in Como. Mizzou's kind of a weird team, but Florida, they're rolling right now. Beat Vandy last week, 56-0. I think they have another good performance. They win this game by at least a touchdown. Auburn, Georgia, probably the game of the week. Georgia minus 3, over-under set at 40. I think the only play on the spread in this game is taking the home dog, Auburn plus 3, but I'm going to stay away from the spread. Give me the total over 40 in this one. I think it's like a 27-20, 27-24 type game. I think Bo Nix and Jake Fromm both have good games, and I think we hit the over 40. I think that's a lot, to be honest with you. Vandy, Kentucky. Kentucky minus 9, over-under 44. Give me the under 44. Both these offenses stink. And I can't believe the over-under is that high. I can't believe that total is that high. So give me the under 44. Last one, Ole Miss LSU. LSU 21.5-point favorite. Over-under sit at 65.5. This one's really interesting just because LSU coming off that huge emotional win in Tuscaloosa. How are they going to come out? Can they bring that same energy, that intensity? And they're such a good football team. Again, I don't know if they're going to cover 21.5, so I'm going to stay away from that number, but give me the under in this game, the under 65.5. And you're probably saying, Chris, you know LSU scores like 50 points per game, right? Again, I do think they come out a little sluggish after that big win against Alabama. I'm seeing like a 38-17 type of game, right on the number. I don't think there's any question LSU gets the win, but it's hard for me to believe they're going to have that same pep in their step, that same intensity. And I know Ole Miss scores a lot, but I think LSU will play well enough on the defensive side to lock them down. But it'll be interesting to see. But I like the under 65.5 here. So that's going to do it for the SEC gambling picks. And best bet, again, A&M minus 10 is my go-to pick there. Going to do it for me, guys. Appreciate you all tuning in. Before I let you go, really quickly, if you're going to College Station, need tickets. you're going to the Clemson game, if you need tickets to South Carolina basketball, baseball is going to be here before you know it. Concerts, comedy club events, MLB, NHL, NBA, whatever it may be. Use my friends over at SeatGeek. Go down the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code SPURSUP. You're going to get $20 off your first purchase. Guys, SeatGeek has changed the way we buy tickets. They've got a great ticket rating system, which rates the tickets for you based on the type of deal you're getting. So they make it super simple, super easy. They really give you that peace of mind before you click the buy button. They've changed the game in regards to ordering tickets and buying tickets. I've already looked at tickets for South Carolina Clemson. They're up over $100. So, guys, if you're going to that one, if you're planning on going, why not save some money in the process? Save $20. Again, that's our friends over at SeatGeek. Go download their app or go to SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code SPURSUP. That's S-P-U-R-S-U-P. You're going to save $20 off your first purchase. Again, I am Chris Phillips, the Spurs Up Show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And we will talk to you tomorrow.